Pat, I think Giannis. Well, Giannis was saying a lot of amazing things last night, but I love what he said after they won the championship. He basically said, "I could have joined a super team, and that would have been easy. And I could have just played my role and won championships. And that would have been easy. I chose to stay and do it the hard way, and we bleeping did it. And I think that's pretty awesome."
It was great, and he got about halfway in the sand mentioning LeBron or somebody, and then he said, I'm just glad I did it this way or something. He backed off on or Durant or whoever he was going to rip, you know, from Kyrie or whoever it was about the super teams. But it was great, and he seems to be an amazing guy. I wish he had a second name that was a little easier to pronounce, but it's astounding. And I thought they were like completely full of BS when they said they had 65,000 people outside the arena, but I saw the shot from down the street, man. It was unbelievable the number of people that they had out there celebrating, and 50 years. It's incredible, and it's great for the NBA, and I think the ratings were good, right?
It sounds like the ratings were fine, but not amazing, which is
not
playing
amazing,
right into everyone's narrative.
Archaic system.
Yes.
We need the Lakers. We need the Lakers. We can't do this with just normal players. Well, it was, unfortunately for me, I got home just when it was ending. I was down in Mankato, and I was listening on the radio. And they made it exciting as hell on the radio, but it sounds like another great game. What did they have? They had two blowouts, right? And the other four were pretty were knuckle biters. But
yeah, gets one too.
Doesn't happen too often that you go down 2-0 and then don't have to play a game seven, right? Wow, it was quite the comeback. And the old narrative about no defense in the NBA isn't watching the Bucks and the Suns, man. It was they were battles. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it was weird because they also didn't know, or at some point in time, it looked like throughout the course of this series, Pat, that they didn't know exactly what to call, because they would let a ton go and then they would call a lot. But it harkened back a little bit to the 90s as far as guys trying to knock each other's head off.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially Game Four. Whew, that one was brutal. Giannis though, was 17 out of 19 on free throws. What happened?
That was amazing, dude. He's a cyborg. Like there is definitely sort of a Jordan go into a, like when LeBron goes into the dark place, right? And Jordan, like, that's what he did. He's not a good free throw shooter, and next year he'll still shoot like 68% in the regular season. But in that one game, he said, I'm going for 50 points, and I'm going to make all of my free throws. I'm just amazed.
Yeah. Yeah. Only two 50-point performances in a clincher. And the last one was Bob Pettit sometime in the 1950s for the St. Louis Hawks, I believe.
Yes.
Might have been Atlanta. Yeah. But and of course, as you guys well know, the Hawks started in Milwaukee, so there's a connection here, right?
Mm.
Bob Pettit actually played a year in Milwaukee before they moved to St. Louis, before they moved to Atlanta.
So, Pat, what is the name of the Wolves' new building going to be when they are hosting the LOB Trophy? Is it going to be Mayo Clinic Arena? Because that's the thing, too, is I think the Wolves – you know, we're starting to talk about, could this be the Wolves? I think if it's going to be the Wolves, that A-Rod and his partner, Laurie, are definitely going to have a nice spanking new building to attempt to at least win it in.
I think they'll wait a little while, right? They'll get control of the team. I wish Glenn, you know, he's a fine owner of a newspaper, but I wish he'd stop talking about how these guys need his mentoring on the ways of the NBA. I wish he'd, he's opening himself up to rather large ridicule from the local fan base. So I wish he'd stop talking about that. But they need what? This is the first payment, so they need 3 years to take control. So they won't get, and then they'll need 2 or 3 years of lobbying. So we won't have a new basketball arena for 8-9 years. I don't think.
Yeah. I need to know. So yeah. I was told very specific details about the two Naples meetings between Glenn Taylor and Mark Lurie and Alex Rodriguez, including. There may or may not have been some homemade potato salad shared by the billionaire trio. But I'm trying to envision, so they have these two sit-down dinners with Glenn and his wife Becky, and they're trying to talk over the parameters of, you know, of $1.5 billion sale of an NBA franchise, and part of the discussion is Glenn adamantly saying, listen, I'd really like to show you guys the ropes for a couple of years. I need to know, what was the 30-minute car ride to the private jet airport like when it was just A-Rod and Lori recapping the, all right, Glenn, yeah, no doubt, we'd love to sit and learn from you, almighty godfather of NBA success.
But we did find out why it's going to take 3 years, because they're paying it $500 a pop, right?
Yes.
So, it's not like they're writing out a check for $1.5 billion right off the bat. I guess that's the number, though. So it will be interesting to see how visible they become even next year. I would imagine, you know, Lori, how's he pronounced? Laura or Lori?
Lori.
Lori, he's already shopping for an abode here in the downtown, I guess. So, and I suppose he might... There's some spots available in the Carlisle these days, so it's definitely getting one of the
Well, didn't they also down the street, aren't they building like a Carlisle 2.0 basically? Like they started that construction project before the pandemic.
There's a building going
to be like
up,
an even bigger Carlisle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we had a story that they were basically sold out, right? There's some, you know, $3 million units or some damn thing like that, so... I guess when you're up there, you don't have to worry much about what's happening at 2 a.m. down in downtown, right?
That's probably true.
If only we would have gotten an FM, Pat, you could have been living that penthouse life.
that's probably true. So, it will be interesting to see how this all. But I'm a little worried about my guy Marcus Fuller, who covers the Gophers for us and. Basketball mainly, and does a fine job. He tweeted out last night that this shows if you have one really great player, you can win. And he then mentioned note to Timberwolves, they got Cat. My response was, I didn't know that LSD was still a thing, Marcus. You know. So.
Well, I think Ant would be the one. Like Cat would be Ant. a nice little piece, but Ant is the one that you gotta hope can turn into the monster superstar player, right?
Yes. Yeah, I would guess that's who you have to hope. But let's not start putting Cat in anywhere in the same remote category as this monster when a game's on the line. Wow, was that something.
So, of all the drugs too, Patrick, I like the fact that you hearkened. I said of all the drugs that you could have picked to choose that Marcus might be on, LSD's a good one. I mean, that goes into the way back machine.
That's an old school drug.
Yeah.
That's one of my great regrets when I was still chemically dependent, although it was mostly booze, that I never took LSD. I'm very upset that I never took it.
You were right in the prime for it, too, Pat.
Yeah, Pat, you missed out.
I said you were right in the prime window for experimentation with those type of drugs.
I didn't know who to ask if they had any, I guess. That was my problem.
Call the Beatles.
Yeah.
Call Paul McCartney. Hey, Sir Paul, you got any of that LSD stuff, that Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds stuff?
Yeah, I would have been... would have been fantastic to experience once. Of course, if you enjoyed it, then you'd probably have a real problem, right? But how about writing an article on LSD? That'd have been fun.
Actually,
right?
Here's a column. I know you're probably looking for ways to make the Twins interesting in the print edition for the next couple months. How about you take LSD for the first time and watch like the last three innings of a Twins game?
That's right. That's right. Man alive. The bullpen has reverted to April, haven't they? Wow. By the way,
just in time to boost their trade value.
Hold on a second. They beat the Tigers 4 in a row before the All-Star break. We were all hopeful. Coming up next on Score North Live, we're going to talk about the Twins' prospects of a postseason berth.
But not. It was such a terrible night for the Twins' bullpen that Tyler Rogers even spit the bit last night. They brought him in. Just like his brother, they brought him in the ninth with a one-run lead against the Dodgers. He'd walk like 7 guys all season. He walked the first 2 guys and then gave up a 3-run bomb, and they got beat 8-6. And he was, he's identical to his brother, except he throws sidearm and from way down underneath, right-hander. Throws about 86, but I was watching the end of the Dodgers-Giant game, and they're talking up, you know, how tough he's been and almost made the All-Star team, and immediately watched 2 guys.
Bombs away.
Yeah. Hey, Patrick, in a town where we love to fret, especially me, and worry ourselves, where's our proper concern about the fact that Kirill Kaprizov, we now find out, has an offer from CSKA Moscow to go back there, and the contract negotiations with the Wild appear to be a long way from done. This is a perfect time for the Minnesota sports fan to assume the worst and start worrying in a big way.
At least they have you as a calm voice of reason who will never panic. That would be You can calm everybody down and tell them it's just a negotiating tactic. You can do that. But when push comes to shove, they're going to have to give him a 3-year contract, right?
At the rate we're going, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, you're not going to get him to get an 8, and you're not probably going to get him to give 5. So, you know, give him a 3-year contract and take your chances 3 years from now, I would guess. That's But otherwise, who knows? I don't know. Who's his agent?
I don't know his name.
They got some hard-nosed Russian or what?
It's a hard-nosed Russian.
Well,
vodka drinking.
Dimitri something.
How much will CSK come up with? $5 million,
enough,
whatever they
enough
are?
Enough rubies or rubles to keep them out of Minnesota, I think. Yeah, it sounds like it.
They've got like a cap, so technically they can't come up with that much, but those teams are known for, and I know that you're going to be shocked by this, in Russia, paying their employees under the table. So like what
by
he would
the way,
get
him his money.
They, are, exactly. are Russian hockey players allowed to sell their likenesses?
I think they are now.
Can they go
They're
on
communists
Instagram
now.
And sell their likenesses? Did you see that the Nick Saban publicly announced that his quarterback, who has not yet been named the starter, is approaching $1 million
genius
in contracts some kid named Young, who isn't didn't play last year, hasn't played at all. He's a when Nick is fessing up to getting that kind of money, wow.
It's genius recruiting tactic. If you're Nick Saban, you can't stop it from happening, but you can use it to promote your program.
Hell yeah.
Also, speaking of Nick Saban, I don't know if you guys saw this. So Deion Sanders, who's the coach at Jackson State, he abruptly stopped his conference preview press conference yesterday when one of these small town reporters referred to him as Deion, and he said, "It's a lack of respect. You call me Coach Sanders or Coach Prime. You don't call me Deion. If you were to call Nick Saban Nick, he'd slap you upside the head." And so Deion stormed off. Well, Brett McMurphy from ESPN counted Alabama coach Nick Saban was called Nick 8 times by reporters this morning during his SEC press conference. So somebody might want to relay that to old Deion.
Yeah, and I also, I was wondering what he wanted to be called. I think
he wants to be called Coach Prime. I legitimately think what he wants
to
be called.
If you're a reporter and you call him Coach Prime, you should be fired by whatever outlet it is. you know, I mean, some
Coach Prime, Coach Prime,
unless
over
it's
here.
The one school, more, unless it's the school website for the athletic department, in which case you did a good job. Yes.
Yeah, but I saw that story too. It's amazing. He's didn't he had some other run in last year, wasn't it? It, I mean, his ego was. Was somebody kicking her ass or something? And he did
no, he got some jewelry stolen or something. That the big story that involved him was like during a game that he had taken off all his primetime necklaces and stuff and left them in the locker room, and they got stolen. And then he debated how much had been stolen. It was some weird story.
And by the way, Phil, the reporter was not from. I mean, he was from Birmingham, or no? I don't know. He covers Mississippi State. He covers Mississippi, and he's, you know, known down there in the South, a guy named Nick Suss. And he said, everyone I've ever talked to, I address them by their first name. You know,
yeah.
Every coach he talks to, he addresses by his first name. I, you know, he must have, there must have been something, some grudge that Deion had, because he can't be stupid enough to think reporters are going to call him Coach Prime.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
What I don't get about this though is why do coaches think reporters and people that don't play for them should call them coach? Like the only people that should call you coach,
hey, coach,
are the guys that play for you.
Coach,
you're not my
gotta...
last time I checked, you're not my coach. I would be better off calling Dawn coach than Zimmer coach.
Hey coach, what's for dinner?
Hey coach, what's for dinner?
Hey coach, can I have a glass of water?
Since I'm not a regular attendee at PJ's press conference, what do we call him there?
Chip calls him PJ.
Yeah, good.
I think the reporters just call him PJ.
PJ.
Now,
I think
it would be
I think
offensive
PJ.
If I called it. It would be offensive if I called him Phil, but PJ, I mean, I could do it in print, but I can't do it in, you know, you can't just insult the guy and in a press conference, but PJ, I would hope that everybody calls him PJ and Ben and whatever else, Bob and Mott, you know, I mean, this coach crap has always driven me crazy.
Coach.
It is. Hey, why would you call it Hey coach, coach, what'd you think of the game today?
It's ridiculous. Oh man. All right, Pat, we got to run. We will talk to you on Friday, sir.
All right, gentlemen, way to go Bucks. It's fun. Fun to have the championship back in the Midwest. And as I said on Twitter last night, don't despair, Minnesotans. Remember that time we won the axe?
That's right. We did. We've won the axe a couple times in the last 25 years. Very
yes,
excited.
We have. All right. Goodbye.
All right. That's Coach Royce there. Rapping
coach,
with Coach
Royce. Hi, Coach.
Hey, Coach.